Multiphase gas properties of extremely strong intervening DLAs towards quasars, by A. Ranjan et al. We present the results of a spectroscopic analysis of extremely strong damped Lyman alpha absorbers ESDL as log n high greater than equals 21.7 observed with VLTX shooter. ESDLAs probe gas from within the star-forming disk of the associated galaxies, and thus ESDLAs provide a unique opportunity to study the interstellar medium of galaxies at high redshift. We report column densities N, equivalent widths W, and the kinematic spread delta V90 of species from neutral, singly ionized, and higher ionization species. We find that, using the dust correction prescription, the measured metallicities are consistent for singly ionized gas species such as P, SII, CII, NII and CRI, and XENII in all ESDLAs within 3 sigma uncertainty. We find that the distributions of N, RE, N, high ratio in DLAs and ESDLAs are similar. We further report that ESDLAs do not show a strong deficiency of RE relative to other alpha capture elements as is seen in DLAs. This supports the idea that the mentioned underabundance of RE in DLAs is possibly caused by the presence of background UV photons that penetrate the low N high clouds to ionize RE, but they cannot penetrate deep enough in the high N high ESDLA environment. The W Managei lambda 2796 distribution in ESDLAs is found to be similar to that of metal-rich CI selected absorbers, but the velocity spread of their Managei profile is different. For higher ionization species, such as CIV and CIV, delta V90 is similar in the two populations, while the delta V90 of singly ionized species is smaller for ESDLAs. This suggests that the ESDLAs sample a different high region of their associated galaxy compared to the general DLA population. We further study the N CLI distribution in high redshift DLA and ESDLA sightlines, as CLI is a good tracer of H2 gas. The N CLI NH2 correlation is followed by all the clouds ESDLAs and otherwise having log NH2. This was multiphase gas properties of extremely strong intervening DLAs towards quasars, by A. Ranjan et al.